General Haig, sir.
Good morning, sir.
Hi, Al. I told Henry before he left that in working out my remarks for tomorrow, and assuming that he finishes tomorrow or the next day, that I would be calling on you. I will, of course, have Kennedy over as well so that we can keep it in the chain here. He totally agrees. The main thing I want to be sure is that we have what is necessary with regard to the South Vietnamese.
Yes, there is some problem there.
Yeah, and he's got a lot in there already. So, I mean, I think we have everything in, but have you seen the draft that they prepared?
Yes, I saw it yesterday afternoon.
Right.
Maybe it could be tightened up somewhat.
Yeah. Well, it's too long now, I think.
Yeah.
What I mean, I don't know whether, but I plan to cut it in half, actually. I really think, Al, that all is, I don't mean that we can put in the stuff reassuring this and that, but I don't think this is the time to go gassing on about it. I think we just announce, here it is, this is what we said we wanted. Now the South Vietnamese have participated in it and so forth. We call on everybody to thank the American people for supporting it and,
exactly.
And get the hell out of there. Don't you agree?
Yeah.
I think the present draft, although you just don't have to talk that long about it. Or do you agree?
I thought there was some redundancy in it. Last paragraph sort of repeated the third or the second paragraph.
Right.
But I think we do have to have this reassurance in there.
South Vietnamese stuff I'll leave in, and when I get the thing done, I'll have you take a look at that and see what it does.
Good.
With regard to that, I suppose that it's a good public position that Henry's going over earlier, and we'll meet tonight with the.
This is
foreign
very
minister.
Helpful, and that their guy is over there. That's
the foreign minister.
Yeah, that shows.
He'll meet with the foreign minister, and they'll meet tomorrow, and we'll just go forward on it. As far as Chu's response is concerned, it's still one that indicates he's going to wait to see what I say and so forth. But after I step out, he's going to have one hell of a time not coming along, isn't he?
Oh, he'll be with us before then.
Do you think so?
Before you step out. I'm confident of that.
Yeah.
He can't afford not to be.
Yeah, yeah. Well, you know, it's a very interesting thing. I'm just thinking, sitting here after talking to Henry this morning, and thinking of how our whole opposition and so forth in this country, how they must be gnashing their goddamn teeth, you know, isn't it?
No, it's killing them.
They, of course, will come back. They'll say, well, we didn't get anything out of waiting since October. We could have gotten it then, and it wasn't worth fighting for 4 years, and why didn't we do this, and it isn't going to last, and it's a bad piece and so forth. But I don't think that's going to wash with most people. What do you think? I don't know.
I don't think it washes at all, and I think McGovern's performance yesterday just turned everybody absolutely.
Is that right?
Did you see that?
No, I didn't see it. Even in Oxford?
God, yes. He attacked the Democratic Party.
Yeah. The presidency.
Party, the country, the presidency.
Yeah.
This guy is, he's just an out-and-out revolutionary.
Sure. Good. Well, I'm glad to have him where he is.
That's right.
He was beaten badly, and that's that.
Well, that's exactly the interpretation of the average American, and I think there's another revulsion building to this crap.
Sure. Well,
peace will help it.
I'm not going to. As far as revulsion is concerned, they were really a pitiful bunch during the inauguration. I mean, they're squealing around, but they all know it's coming, and yet they still have something to squeal. They're going to commit suicide, some of these bastards, you know, really, physically, when they don't have something to hate about. Isn't that it?
That's exactly it. And they're
really so frustrated. They hate the country. They hate themselves. And that's what it's really about. It isn't just war. It's everything.
That's one thing to keep in mind, because that's exactly right. It's not the war.
No.
It's now a bigger issue, and they're fighting this as their last ledge.
Yeah, that's right. It's going to leave them out on a limb. Well, I'll work a little more on this thing, and then I'll probably have you come over this afternoon to take a look at one draft. Fine. You'll be at the Pentagon, will you?
Right, sir. And I'm going to keep following this thing right on through, because we'll have some schedule changes. If there's a 24-hour slip, then we'll have to back-channel these leaders so that they're appraised of the schedule.
Yeah. Well, we'll know about that by probably the middle of the night, won't we?
Right.
No, don't know.
We'll know before then, probably, because I think Henry may do something tonight, Paris time.
Meet with Lee Doctor even tonight?
Well, it may be a communication. He's going to see the South Vietnamese, of course.
Yeah.
And I'm just not sure how to do it. We'll either know early tomorrow or,
yeah,
or late tonight.
Well, I told him that slipping it a day made not one damn bit of difference.
No, I didn't.
If it helps, if it helps with the South, and if it doesn't hurt with the North, that's the line he has to take.
Right.
But don't slip the. I'm not going to slip the signing of the treaty.
No. We
that
can't
can
do that.
That can go. But the point is that if he wants to slip the initialing, it does make a damn bit of a difference.
That's right. And it would